Hi, everybody. Today is Wednesday, November 1st. Pyrish is here.
Hi, Mark.
Corey is here. And Saucy is here. And AJ's sick, so he's not here, but he's here with us in spirit.
He died.
We got a spare coffee, then.
That's okay.
I'll drink it.
Somebody will drink it. And yes, I'm here. And yesterday was Halloween. And by tradition, it's time that we do this, ladies and gentlemen. Because there's a lot of humbug in the world.
Can I come sit next to you?
Go sit on his lap. Pretend he's Santa.
I've done that. Mm.
Mark, are you familiar with this speech? You've been on the show for a couple of years.
I am. That's right. I enjoy it.
That's right.
When does Cool 108 start playing Christmas Bang?
Six months ago.
Don't. That's Nicky's. That can't.
It's the best.
Christmas music drives me crazy.
Stop being a humbug.
Yeah.
No, I love Christmas. I'm not.
This is for you.
Like, you can't start
just
Christmas music. Way to bring down the room.
Did you get Mario Odyssey?
Before Thanksgiving.
No. He's asking for it for Christmas.
Please. Please.
Not waiting that long.
Please, everybody. Please, everybody. Please. Here we go. Guys, the other day, when I was on my way back from jolly old London town, I was tired. I'd been up for a very, very long time. And I looked down at my phone, and there was a picture of my giant son, Alexander, and my ever-getting-older daughter, Abigail. And I won't lie to you, I'd been up for way too long, and I was too tired and had a bit of the runs, didn't feel good. And I was very, very emotional. And I says to myself, that young man there, he's 23 years old. The little boy that he was is in there somewhere, but you know what? He no longer exists. He's all grown up. That I have had my last hug from little tiny Alexander Hockey. You know? Now big Alexander gives me hugs from time to time.
Okay, good.
But they're different. You know what I mean?
I got you.
They're different. Please don't talk.
Yeah, a lot of humbug in the world.
Yeah.
Please. Please. I got to go somewhere. It's hard to get there. Thank you. It's been said many times. And I was reminded, by the way, not only that the kids grow up very quickly, but that we are very, very near Christmas. And then I need to make sure that I get rolling early this year. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of humbug in the world. I'm reminded also of being at the state fair a few years ago, walking behind two douches. And the one douche says to the other, "My God, there's so many kids here, it's ridiculous." And I'm thinking to myself, dude, this is not about you. This is a fair. This is about the kids. I would say to all of you out there who are humbugging it about the Christmas music being too early, about the Christmas lights being too early, about Target having the toys out too early, about the decorations being out too early, it's not for you. Sure, it's for profit, but it's also for the kiddos. Right now, there's so much hatred and anger, not just in the world, but in our very country, heck, in our very town. You drive down the road and you see a douchebag with a terrible bumper sticker on his truck, and you say to yourself, dude, why do you need to communicate that kind of hatred? All you have to do is talk, and we know the kind of person you are. You don't have to put a bumper sticker on your car. And then I say to myself, I'm just as bad as that guy. I'm hating that guy without even knowing him. And let's not forget what this time of the year is all about. Yeah, for sure. I know that there is a specific religion that this holiday belongs to. I get that. But whether you belong to that Christian religion or any other religion or no religion, let's take this for what it is. It should be a time of harmony, of peace, and of love. Take away all the anger, all the hatred, the thing that makes people do terrible things like they did in New York yesterday, and let's become united again under one idea that this time of the year for the kids, about the eyes of a child looking in the window at the possibilities behind that glass. I know that doesn't happen as much as you used to in the old downtowns, but do you remember seeing that toy you've always wanted, or the toy you never even knew you wanted? Do you remember getting the catalog in the mail and circling everything on every page? That's what it's about. When it's over, for the kids, the days are very long. It's cold waiting at the bus stop. Make every day leading up to it count. When it's over, the winter's long for you as well. But it's not just that. When it's over, it's another year closer to your child being 23 and you never getting that little boy or girl hug ever again. So make this about the memory. Because I'll tell you one thing. The videos, the pictures are fantastic. But you can't hug a memory. So hug the reality right now. And build this holiday, man. Build it every day. Relish it. Take those pictures. Take those videos. Take them so much that you're like, this is ridiculous. I got to unload these off my phone. I got no room on my phone. Keep taking them. Create traditions. Like, it doesn't even matter if it's eating frozen pizza on Christmas Eve. It doesn't matter if it's driving around and seeing all the Christmas lights. It doesn't matter if it's putting up one decoration a day, every day until Christmas. Go out of control. Create traditions. Buy stupid decorations like Christmas dragons. Because you know what? I bought that stupid Christmas dragon. Guess what Abigail asked me about yesterday? Let's put up the Christmas dragon. She's 15. I'm trying to hold on as long as I can. And it matters to her. Put up the tree early. Who cares what your neighbor thinks about you? Make it special for them. Because it's not just a holiday. It's a memory. Those kids, they are your legacy. When you're gone, the only thing that's going to be left to you, God willing, is that your kids are going to have kids, and they're going to have kids, and they're going to have kids. And guess what? A tradition you start today could be something that lasts. The only thing you give them for generations to come could be a tradition you start today. So yeah, I know it's November 1st, and I know you may be driving down the road, humbugging it up, listening to the news, and saying, man, that's terrible. The world's hating each other. For 2 months, think of nothing but making this a special time of year, not only for your kids, but for you and your family and friends as well, but especially for the kids. Take away all the distractions and the hatred and the scary things in the world and give them a wonderful holiday that they'll never forget.
How long are you gonna talk?
I caught zero logic in all that. And that last bit, pure gibberish.
Well, you're a humbug.
Who are you talking to?
You.
I didn't say anything.
That speech made me miss my kids already, Huck.
Well, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
There's nothing in that I just said is not true.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Someday they're going to, even if they want to hug you, they're going to be too big to hug you, you know?
Nine. Gianna's nine. I already have to talk her into using her arms.
I know.
Hug.
I know. Nine. I know.
Do they not work?
He means for hugs, I think. I mean, she doesn't just walk around with like, what are these things from my shoulders? You're doing
like the peanuts dance. Yeah. The arms at the side.
Hurts.
Yeah.
I thought a lot about that speech, so I hope it was good for you guys, and I hope you listened. And
I loved it.
Well said.
Continue for the rest of the show, the Christmas bangers.
All right.